Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Wake up, America. It's Wednesday, May 10th. Good morning, and welcome back to the final hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us, for making us a part of your morning all across America and beyond here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It is a joy and a privilege to be with you as we continue with day three of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Once again, I just want to take a moment to talk to you from the bottom of my heart and say thank you. Thank you for all your support yesterday. Thank you for your support this morning. We had a pretty good morning. We came a little bit short of our goal in the first hour, but I have great faith in you. You always come through our Relevant Radio family, our listeners, and we can't do it without you. We need your help. There's a sense of urgency here on this Wednesday. In fact, at noon today, we're going to be at the midway point of our pledge drive, but we still have a ways to go to reach our $3 million goal by Friday at 5 p.m. Central. I have great faith in you, our listeners. And, you know, the scripture from St. Paul, we walk by faith and not by sight, really is in play. We really believe, and I truly believe, because you always have. The Lord guides you, leads you, and inspires you to come through, and you've done it time and time again. Keep in mind that this show, Morning Air, we set the tone for the whole rest of the day here on Relevant Radio. If you love Relevant Radio, if Relevant Radio means something special to you deep down in your heart, then today is the day. Just take a moment. In fact, you can do it online super quick. We're at about 30% of the goal to reach that $3 million goal. So open your heart. Give hope in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary under the title of Our Lady of Fatima. That's the feast we're going to celebrate this coming Saturday. She is Our Lady of the Rosary, as she told us at Fatima. And we're looking for 100 gifts this hour. 100 brothers and sisters in Christ who feel inspired, who feel motivated, who feel called to help us here with our mission this morning. You can do it at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. We really do need your help. And again, on Wednesdays, I always take a moment to remind you to pray to St. Joseph. Don't forget St. Joseph, especially on Wednesdays. He is a powerful, powerful intercessor. Go to Joseph, the patron of the Universal Church. I love St. Joseph. In fact, I named my son Joseph Dominic after St. Joseph. We can't forget prayer. We always start every hour during the pledge drive with the powerful memorare invoking the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of God, to help us, to guide us during this pledge drive so that we reach our goal, and also to continue to pray for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of this network of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio and my hero, pray for us. And we wouldn't think of doing this show or a pledge drive without the Holy Spirit, so every morning we always invoke the Holy Spirit when we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I am getting Holy Spirit goosebumps here this morning because I just feel it in my heart. Our listeners are listening. They know it's Wednesday. They know it's time. We're coming up on crunch time. We're coming up on the moment of truth. I want to bring in our team, Glenn and Sarah. How are we doing so far here as we approach the midway point in our spring pledge drive at noon?
Well, as far as the numbers go, John, we've got about 70% of the way to go to get to that 3 million by the end of the week. Are we going to get to 50% by noon today, Central Time? It's a long way to go, but we have the world's greatest listeners to work with. And John, you've kind of set us up for this hour now. We've got our elbow pads tightened and our batting gloves tightened. We've crossed ourselves, and time to step into the batter's box and get this hour underway here. Our number is 877-291-0123. You can reach us at relevantradio.com. Can you be one of 100 folks who make a gift this hour online at relevantradio.com or on the phone at 877-291-0123. And just to let you know, one of the great thank you gifts we have, the special gift we often have on Wednesdays in a pledge drive, pretty neat one this time around. It's the Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular, along with the St. Benedict medal and a crucifix. Get a look at those online at relevantradio.com. Yours for $1 a day giving level. That's $1 a day, along with the world's first love, Mary, Mother of God, the book from Fulton Sheen. You've been had an opportunity to get that all week long, and that'll continue. But today, only get both of those for $1 a day giving level. Just want to get that out there to start here on Relevant Radio. Have you ever wondered where the name Relevant Radio comes from? Well, we have the answer. Jeff Cavins. You might have heard him as a very popular speaker and teacher and author and first host of Morning Air way back in dinosaur times. But guys, he came up with that idea.
There was about 7 or 8 of us, I think, there, and people advanced a bunch of names, and finally I said, you know what, whatever we call it, the morning show has to be Relevant Radio. We need to bridge the gap between faith and everyday life. And everybody looked at me like, what? And and they said, that's it.
He's the father of Morning Air, the original first host of this program, Jeff Cavins. Oh, there's the tune. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Glenn, you teed it up for me. This gets me fired up. You know, I'll tell you what. I was there on day one, now over 20 years ago. We just had that great celebration a few weeks back on the 21st of April, the very first Relevant Radio Network program, which is this program, Morning Air. And, you know, I got a chance to say thank you to Jeff Cavins on that show. That was the highlight for me, to be able to say thank you, because he's the one who recruited me. He's the one who personally called me and invited me to be a part of this new Catholic radio network. And thanks to him, I'm here talking to the two of you. And all I can say is we've come a long way, baby, from 9 stations back in 2003 to over 210 stations coast to coast and around the world on the app. And of course, the one common denominator, our listeners, the greatest listeners in the world. And I know you're listening here this morning. This is Wednesday. It's hump day. We need your help. And Glenn, what can I say? I feel such joy and such a privilege to be able to share our faith, to share the passion that we have of bringing Christ to the world through the media here on this show.
Oh, it's a blessing to be able to do this. And I know, John, it makes you feel like a top dog to be able to do that. And
oh, yes.
It's just talking about Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly, the winner of the Best in Show at the Westminster Kettle Club.
Yes, Buddy Holly took the top prize. What a big prize that is to be the top dog. When you consider all the many, many breeds that are out there, and all of those dogs and their owners were hoping to be the champ, but only little Buddy Holly it takes it away. And he is a breed that a lot of folks are not totally familiar with. He is what they call a PBGV, believe it or not. That stands for Petit Basset Griffon Vendine. How many of those have you seen?
I don't think I've heard of any, but, you know, actually I have some audio of when Buddy Holly actually won.
Best in show tonight is the PBGV.
It's Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly handled by Janice Hayes.
Oh, man, they were so excited. They were very excited that day. And it kind of the crowd was, like, overwhelming. So just you think of, like, you know, we think of, like, all these sporting events and all of the many people who are cheering and said, this is what's happening at the pet show at the Best in Show. So it's, you know, it's a big, big deal. And Yeah, you're right. I think this is the first time a dog with that breed actually won. So, hey, it's a first for everything. And I want to know, was there, I don't know very much about dog competitions, but was there like a talent portion? Did he play some music? Did he somehow get the guitar going? Because that would have been great. If him and the crickets started going, that would have been, I could see why he would have won.
I don't know about playing the guitar, but it's quite a rigorous competition. And yes, they do have to go through all kinds of literally jumping through hoops to prove that they're the top dog. So, you know, maybe I'll have to go back and show the highlights of Buddy Holly winning Westminster to my beagle, Blaze. After all, he likes to watch TV. I leave the TV on for him when I leave.
Inspire him a little bit. Come on, dog. If this other dog can do stuff, if Buddy Holly can do this, you know, maybe, John, you ought to get him some Buddy Holly glasses. How about that?
Oh, there's an idea. That would be hysterical.
That's one of a kind. Those are some thick rims.
For sure. All right. Enough of puppy dog chatter. We've got a pledge drive in front of us here on this third day of the pledge drive on this Wednesday. We got a big goal, $3 million. As we speak, we're just a little over 30% of the way, so we've got some work to do. We need to take a short time out. When Morning Air continues, our spiritual director, Father Marcel Tyone, will join us to talk about common courtesy. Common courtesy is uncommonly important now more than ever. So stay with us. There is much more to come on the other side of this Wednesday edition of Morning Air after a word from Relevant Radio CEO, our very own Father Rocky.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day, it's Morning Air with John Morales, Sarah Tafoya, and Glenn Leverins on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue here with day three of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for getting up early and spending a few moments with us. So much appreciated. I especially appreciate all of your support, the support of our mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. Again, we can't do it without you, our Relevant Radio family, and so we really do appreciate it, and we especially need it here this morning, this hour. We're looking for 100 gifts, 100 brothers and sisters in Christ to help us to get closer and closer to our goal of $3 million by Friday. As we speak, we're about 30% of the way, so we have a ways to go. Now, you can find us on social media, on Twitter. Our handle is at Morning Air Show, as well as on Facebook, and you can always send us an email directly, morningair@relevantradio.com. And if you want to be part of the conversation here this morning, it's 888-914-9149. Nowadays, it seems that we're always in a rush. Hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle. We don't have the time to pause and be courteous. Guys, when was the last time that you opened the door for a lady or let someone into the line while you're waiting in your car for your burger or fast food? Yes, courtesy for some people has started to seem unnecessary and unimportant in this fast-paced world in which we live in. But is courtesy really unnecessary and unimportant, as some people actually believe? Joining us live this morning is our spiritual director, Father Marcel Tyone, with much more on common courtesy. Father Tyone is the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and a longtime Relevant Radio and Morning Air contributor. Good morning, Father Tyone. Happy Easter. We can continue to say it's great to be with you once again. Thanks for joining us here right in the middle of our Give Hope Pledge Drive.
Great to be with everybody and great to talk about this a little bit. I think it's something we can all work on but be aware of, and also maybe the times which we receive kindnesses and courtesy from other people, especially when they're unexpected and they can change the whole mood or trajectory for a day and our outlook on humanity and brothers and sisters. So I'm glad we have this topic to help us this morning during the pledge drive.
Yeah, I can't remember having heard or talked about this topic here on the show, but I think it's a super interesting. Why do you think that we have lost common courtesy in our American culture, our American society?
Well, I think it's multifaceted, but you mentioned even about opening the doors at the top of this segment and you think about it, probably sounds crazy, but one of the short answers, I think, is automatic doors. Like all these doors in stores and everywhere else open automatically. We used to have to open doors for each other and bow your head and let someone go before you. And all those kind of things are going away, combined with social media, stress and anxiety of everybody looking down on their phone, not looking across or around to people that they're with. I think courtesy means like those small acts of kindness that we can do that are living out the gospel of Christ. And, you know, this recently I was traveling in an airport and a TSA agent was, TSA agents have a really difficult job, talk about stressful situations. And this young woman, she was 5 feet tall and she was so effervescent and she was taking time and kind of complimenting inadvertently different people that were coming through, whether it was nail polish or you look so great or I'm so glad you had this journey. And everybody was looking at each other. They couldn't believe because she was so kind and courteous. She was all about the others around her. And I mean, people just even literally the whole line by the time you went through, everyone was talking about her saying, gosh, this woman was, I've never seen a TSA agent who's like a sunshine. And she was. And I think she had sort of mastered the habitus, the habit of courtesy, kindness, and good things like that. So it's something we can easily do. It's a, you know, it's kind of those small mortifications, maybe we call it a mortification, where we not just giving up something, doing something out of charity. And Lent, a lot of people do acts of kindness instead of giving things up. And we can do that all day long. I think driving is probably the easiest place we can do that. I think you mentioned in the fast food line, just smiling at someone can also be part of this courtesy. Smiling, being listening to people, letting people go before us. If we're not in an absolute rush, it's good for our charity to kind of shave off some of our impatience and our, it kind of slows us down. When we're about other people, and we do these acts of kindness, we become courteous. You know, I think we can really work on our charity and become more Christ-like. If you watch an old movie, I don't know if you've ever seen an old film in the 1950s, where everybody's so polite and kind. There's not the language. It's like, gosh, jolly gee, and people are so good. We've kind of have there's an innate coarseness now. In language and the way we behave. But the good news is small acts of courtesy today can be a Niagara Falls of kindness to someone, particularly in a culture that might have lost the habit of doing that. So kind and courteous people can change someone's whole day, the trajectory, and being little small acts of kindness in speech, thank yous, how are you today, smiling at someone, opening the door where there's a possibility, letting someone cut in for the light, you know, with a smile. Sometimes, you know, I know other things, maybe more acts of charity and kindness, people pay forward, they pay someone's coffee or a first responder, you know, kind of surprising someone with charity and kindness is also a great act of God's love and living out the gospel. It's easy to do, and we can do it every day, all day. Most of us have opportunities throughout the day to do this, and it's a small way to live out the gospel in a very good way.
Father Tyone, I'm so glad you brought up smiling. You know, I've heard it said, smile, it increases your face value. And, you know, doing it in person as opposed to sending one of those little emojis with the smiley face, it's a whole different deal in person than, you know, through social media. And I think we've lost the art of smiling and showing joy to people when we're out in this day and age.
You're right, and I think that's a great point. And our thumbs don't smile like our faces do. And Mother Teresa's a big thing, right? Just give someone a smile. And she thought whether you're poor, homeless, rich, famous, or unknown, that your smile is a gift to another person. And that's really that's something we can do. Or even our eyes of compassion and kindness with someone, I think, can change a life and change the trajectory of a day. And like Christ is about that. So when you're going through your day today, maybe you can offer up letting someone cut in or kind of putting someone else before ourselves and putting their happiness, if you will, that small moment of happiness before us. We unite that to Christ, and that is living out the gospel. It's sometimes little things can do a lot for God and for His people. So let's try to be courteous today, extra courteous, extra kind, extra smiling, and see what the Lord does. I bet He'll do a lot we can't even imagine.
Well, I'm smiling ear to ear just hearing your words, as always. Thanks so much, Father Tyone. Really appreciate it.
God bless you.
many blessings. Our spiritual director, Father Marcel Tyone, the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and a Relevant Radio regular contributor. We need to take a short break. When the show continues, our personal success coach, Dave Duran, will be with us to talk about bold moves that leaders need to make. So stay with us. More to come.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day three of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Wednesday morning. It is always a joy to be with you here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Just keep smiling, as we talked about the last segment with Father Tyone. We really do need your help this hour, this morning. We're looking for 100 gifts this hour, and I know that we can do it. There are so many of you out there listening. Just open your heart. We need your help to bring hope to so many people. As we do every single morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from John 17:3. Jesus the Lord says, "Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples in his priestly prayer for unity. God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is what it's all about, knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because there is no other name under heaven given by men by which we must be saved than the holy name of Jesus. And we always pray with great confidence, that prayer that Drew Mariani prays every afternoon during the hour of power from the Divine Mercy Chaplet: Jesus, I trust in you. And I really do trust in the Lord, and I know that our listeners also trust in the Lord, and we trust that the divine providence will come through here in these next 3 days, and we'll be able to meet our goal of $3 million by 5 p.m. on Friday. Again, our number, if you want to be part of the conversation, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now, leaders, in order to be successful, oftentimes it takes standing alone on a particular issue or making some very tough decisions. What are some bold moves that leaders need to make? If you're in charge of a team or an organization or a group or a company or even your family, this is a discussion that you're going to want to hear. So joining us live from Fort Myers, Florida, is our longtime Morning Air contributor, Dave Duran, to talk about some of these bold moves that leaders need to make. Dave Duran is an author, speaker, and executive coach. He's the co-founder and executive chairman of Best Version Media and a founder of Lighthouse Catholic Media and DE Media. You can follow Dave on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Good morning, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It is a joy to be with you right here in the middle of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive.
Great to be with you, John. And even before we do jump into the topic, I just really do encourage people to pick up the phone, because it is just absolutely phenomenal, the conversion stories. You hear them because you hear people call in and talk about them, but it's also just a really fantastic thing to be walking through ordinary life and have somebody bump in to you and just talk about how Relevant Radio has changed their life. So I really hope that people pick up the phone and make that happen.
Yeah, and this is something that you have seen firsthand. You just never know when somebody's going to hear something, some little kernel of truth that inspires them to become more fervent about their faith, to go back to Mass, to go to confession, to receive our Lord and Holy Eucharist, or even to become Catholic. You just never know what they're going to hear. So you've been a witness since the very beginning of Morning Air and of Relevant Radio.
Yeah, and it really is a fantastic thing to see how that footprint is growing and growing and reaching more people. And one of the reasons that people say that they tune in is because, you know, they have this ability to be caught up in the world. Not caught up in the world, but caught up on the world, but from a Catholic perspective, and then take breaks from those things so that the joy in their life remains, because it's a joy-filled station, even when talking about difficult things. But it always comes back to Christ-centered And that's a super important thing.
Well, I know that over the years you've had a lot of fun going at it with my partner Glenn in chatter about the Packers and the Vikings. What's the hope for the Pack?
Hope is such a good thing to talk about, especially in light of maybe a quarterback change, a need for someone new under center in Green Bay. Do you have hope this year, Dave?
Seems like maybe he doesn't have as much hope as we'd like him to have.
I didn't mean to scare him off there.
I think you did. Oh, man. Sorry. We'll have to check in with him. And Dave, please have some hope. It's not as bad as you think, Packer fans. It's going to be okay, man.
Glenn, all I can tell you is you might have scared Dave there with the thought of the Packers going forward without Aaron Rodgers.
He had nothing to say. That's highly unusual. I mean, he's always...
Listen, you know,
back.
For whatever reason...
We scared you off, Dave.
Yeah, for whatever reason, technology is fantastic right at the time that I'm answering that. And I even thought I was witty. I said, of faith, hope, and charity, what's another name for charity?
Oh, love. Yeah.
Right? Yes. Yeah. That might be the answer. You never know.
I tell you, you're quick.
There you go. That's my answer. But anyway... Yeah, the banter is fun, but the results are almost always the same. So that's kind of getting a little boring.
Oh my.
Okay, guys, let's break it up.
All right, break it up. To your corners, everyone.
Where's the whistle when we need it? Okay, Dave, let's talk about leadership and some of these bold moves that leaders need to make.
Right.
Tell us, in your opinion, what would be a first thing to keep in mind?
So... and you know, we have to get through this relatively quickly here today, but trust others is one of the most important moves that any leader can make. It's a bold move. And when I call it a bold move, if you're a trusting leader and you have particularly a history of being able to put the right people in place and trust them, then this is not a problem for you. And you might even see it as simple. However, I would say this, I would say that you are in line with me if you have the ability to trust others, because you also recognize it is difficult for a lot of your peers to do. Trusting people is one of the reasons that people don't delegate enough. It's one of the reasons that people say, I don't know why, but I can never find good people. But we have to trust. You just have to trust in appropriate measures until the trust is built. In small things, greater things, there is trust. But if there's no trust in small things, then you don't probably have the right person in the first place. But trusting others is a bold move, and it's necessary.
What about standing alone and, you know, going against the grain, swimming upstream when everybody else is going in the opposite direction?
This is an absolutely necessary thing to do. There's no doubt about it. Leadership, great leaders have a tendency to either see some things different than other people see them and see them correctly. That's a key thing. Not just see them different for the sake of seeing different, but seeing them differently. When everybody else is going one way, they go, wait, we're missing something. We should go this way. And people will follow because of that. So they have a unique insight. Or what they have is they have ability to recognize the wisdom in others who may see things they don't see. So it's not that they have all the answers and know exactly where to go. But when they listen to a consultant or they listen to other people or they seek advice, they know which advice to filter out. They know which advice to accept. And you know what I've basically defined there? Good philosophy. They have good philosophy. They understand how to process information in order to come to proper conclusions, and their track records demonstrate that.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there for a moment. We have to take a brief time out. I want to invite our listeners, if you have any thoughts on making bold moves as a leader, we're taking your calls for Dave Durant, 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short time out as we continue our discussion with our success coach, Dave Durant, the co-founder of Decided Excellence Catholic Media. Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this miracle moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
How I first learned of Relevant Radio was, again, and I was going to this non-denominational church at the time, there was all of a sudden a big billboard came up I saw near my work. And it was the image of the Blessed Our Lady of Guadalupe. I think it just said Relevant. Like, it didn't even say, and I was like, that piqued my interest. And I'm like, what is this about? So one thing led to the other, and through that billboard, I started listening to this ministry, and so I like to think that Our Lady also helped bring me back.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
And welcome back to the Morning Air. I'm John Morales as we continue our conversation with our personal success coach, Dave Duran, the co-founder and executive chairman of Best Version Media. We've been talking about some of the bold moves that leaders need to make, as sometimes difficult moves, but they need to be done. Dave, let's talk about the third bold move that a leader needs to make.
Well, that's saying we can when others say we can't. And here's one of the things I wanted to say about this important. First of all, it's a real principle where people are afraid. They don't think they can. They don't think they have the power. They don't think they have the will, the resources. And the leader steps up and says we can. But I do want to point out that as much as that sounds like historically speaking, you're going to have, like Henry Ford. I don't remember the exact story, but somebody said, we can't build this car. And, within this number of weeks, he said, great, then I want it done in half the time or something like that. These stories, they all sound really heroic, but in almost every circumstance, there are actual allies to the leader who also believe they can do it. And once the main leader says, we can do this, they start speaking up boldly alongside that leader. Sometimes they're whispering in the leader's ear, saying, we can do this. And that's the encouragement when the leader says, hey, we can do this. And the leader gets all this credit for it. But the fact of the matter is, there's usually other people on the team who are really locked in with that leader who believe it. So saying we can emboldens those other people who are already strong in the organization, and it gets the people on the fence to tip over to the side saying, yes, we can do this too.
Can you imagine if Bob Atwell and Mark Follett and company had not said, yes, we can do it, with the idea of starting a Catholic network, of starting Relevant Radio?
Yeah, I know. And that's what it takes. And then it takes, and a bunch of people saying, this has been tried before, it doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And saying, no, we can do this. And here are the reasons why. And then what's also really crazy about this whole we can do it idea is there will always be a time where it looks like the naysayers were right. It's inevitable where we can do it. And then you just jump out there and it happens. It looks more like a Rocky fight that he wins in the 15th round, right? And this is a super important thing to remember. The naysayers love, oftentimes a naysayer doesn't engage into the teamwork to win. They engage into the teamwork to watch them fail so they can say, I told you so. And so that's just kind of a part of what it means to, filter out the proper people in the organization too. So you can pull the people who really do have a sincere desire to make the dreams of the organization come true.
And if you have a spiritual perspective, we keep in mind nothing is impossible with God. You got to have that outlook.
Amen. There's no doubt about it.
What about the fourth bold move that leaders need to make?
Well, we need to stop bullies from harming your team or brand. And this will happen a lot. There are always people who get into organizations for nefarious reasons. They will infiltrate nonprofit organizations, churches. They will infiltrate businesses. They will infiltrate families and homes and neighborhoods and towns and communities and school boards without any actually good intentions, but intentions to destroy and to ruin. And good leaders need to stop these things from happening, fads that come into the workplace that just destroy morale, all under the false banner that they're actually there to help. They're not. And you know how you know a snake? A snake sounds, looks, and acts like a snake, and it continues to act like a snake. And that's how you know, and you just don't let snakes in.
A snake is not humble, which leads us to the next bold move.
Be humble in the midst of success. So if you're going to be a great leader and you're going to be bold, you're going to have success. But if you believe the headlines and you don't recognize that it was an unbelievable number of people who actually helped you get there, even if you're this self-made person type of story, there's no story like that doesn't include the help, the assistance, the belief of other people, and above all, the grace of God to make it happen. So if we don't give glory to God for the great things that we've accomplished and recognize that they are not our own work, then most of our success is going to be taken away one way or another, whether it's here or later in life or after death.
And briefly, I love the final bold move that leaders need to make.
Strive to make people who follow you even more successful than you as a leader yourself. And this is something that's difficult for an immature leader. An immature leader is threatened by people who come along and seem to excel beyond what they could possibly do. But the great leader recognizes that there is no such thing as looking bad when the people you lead look good, no matter how good they look.
Amen. And it reminds me of the great Major League Baseball manager, Jack McKeon, who used to say, you can be a champion and help others to reach the championship level as well. Dave, I really appreciate it. As always, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Jay.
Dave Duran, our personal success coach here on Morning Air. And now it is time for yet another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Pretty good giving story here, I think, during the pledge drive. Our story today called Pascal and the Poor. Blaise Pascal was an influential French scientist who lived in the 1600s. He was something of a genius. For example, at the age of 12, even before he'd received any formal training in geometry, Pascal independently discovered and demonstrated Euclid's 32 propositions. I don't even know what Euclid's 32 propositions are, let alone demonstrating them. It's no surprise, then, that as an adult, Pascal completed important works on mathematics and experimental physics. He even gave us buses. Noticing a crowd of people all headed in the same direction to work, he came up with the idea of the bus, and in 1662, helped form the very first bus company. Pascal was also a devoted Christian. He wrote books on grace and the life of Christ, as well as other Christian works. Through all this, Pascal realized that his faith, though intensely personal, could not be merely individualistic. His love for God drove him to love the poor. I love poverty, he said, because Christ loved it. I like wealth because it gives a means to assist the needy. Increasingly, Pascal deprived himself so he could give more. He sold his coach and horses, his fine furniture, silverware, even his library, in order to give to the poor. When he received an advance of 1,000 francs for his bus, he sent the money to the poor in Blois, who'd suffer from a bitter winter. He then signed over his interest in the company to the hospitals of Paris and Clermont. When Pascal died at the age of 39 in August of 1662, his funeral was attended by family, friends, scientific colleagues, worldly companions, converts, writers, and at the back of the church, well, it was filled with the poor, each and every person there, someone Pascal had helped during his life. From Proverbs 11:25, we're reminded, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. In this month of Mary, pray and watch the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Pray for your intentions and the intentions of families across our nation around the world. As Father Rocky says, the Family Rosary Across America, the happiest half hour of your day. So stay with us. Much more of the Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive in a moment. The Patrick Madrid Show will be coming up at the top of the hour, so stay with us.